Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lori, as usual, like to talk.
Long answers.
A little bit of verbosity when it comes to old Jeffrey Lori.
Good word.
But he was obviously incredibly heavy praise of Jalen. You know, basically said, I love him more than my own son.
Yeah,
he didn't exactly say that, but he implied it.
So he was more mature.
He's more mature. Your thoughts from what Jeffrey had to say?
So I thought Jeffrey, on the Jalen thing. So I asked him the question. I said, you've given out.
Flex.
Yeah, no big deal to me. I was in the front row, whatever. But so I.
Jeffrey Lori knows me, no big deal.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So I asked him, like, you've given out a bunch of quarterback contracts. Like, what do you think is different about this? And I didn't want to be a dickhead asking it, but the real question was kind of like, Vic didn't work out, Carson didn't work out.
They've essentially given out three, up until now, three massive quarterback contracts, and two of the three didn't work.
Two not worked out. So
and Vic was great to get the contract, but the contract itself didn't work out. Obviously, the Wentz didn't, and McNabb worked.
Yeah,
so.
But I don't really always remember when McNabb signed versus
McNabb
what happened
that
after.
McNabb signed that big $100 million deal, and he was great for a while.
Okay.
So McNabb contract was a win.
Worked. All right, so, and he said, basically, first of all, he also did the thing where Carson suffered injuries, and it's like, bro, you signed him after the injury.
Well, so real quick, I want your thoughts on this, because one of the things that I've thought about for a long time is that I think that that concussion injury was worse than it seemed in the moment, and it's the only thing that we can point to and be like, this was Carson before and this was Carson after. And Grant, I think it's definitely
the ACL.
But no, I'm saying it's not as big an injury. I'm saying No, obviously the ACL in the back changes career.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Look, we knew that in 2018, 2019, it didn't look the same.
Yeah.
But at the end of 2019, he had that run and was not the worst quarterback in football.
No.
And then the next year he was, and the only thing that happened in between them was the concussion. I'm not saying it affected him for that long or whatever, but it is interesting that Lori mentioned that we gave him the contract before the injuries, and the only injury after the contract is the concussion. I do think that is notable.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point. Then he said the whole, I trust Jalen, and look, like, we all trust Jalen. It's not going to prevent him from getting hurt. So, like, there's going to have to hope he stays healthy. Again, Lurie talked as if, and the deal is not done, but Lurie talked as if
they all talked
he's already
it was done.
Signed.
They all did.
Exactly.
I mean, they were saying things like Jeffrey Lurie literally said he's going to be here a long time.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't like,
we're
going to
work
here
with him for a long time.
He was like, he'll be here. Like, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it, how candid they were with that.
The other thing that he said, there's a few, I'm trying to decide which one I'll talk about first. He said multiple times, like, you know, if we would have gotten the ball back with 148, I would love to see what would have happened, which is really saying,
we would have won.
You know what I wish I would have asked him?
What?
I really fumbled the bag on this. I think it's fair to ask him about the field.
Especially Lori.
Yeah, because he's the owner.
Like, the owner.
He's not doing the whole, look, both teams played. The question is, Jeffrey, you are part of the decisions.
NFL. Yes, yeah, like, you're one of the 32 most important people in this league.
What did the league think about this field, and is it something you guys are talking about? So I wish I would have asked him that. Unfortunately, we probably won't talk to him for another year. But
I know.
It is what it is. He talked about how
by then they'll have won the Super Bowl and it won't
be exactly. Or they'll slip all over Vegas again.
God.
But he talked about how important developing players is going to be, and I think that's a good point. Like, because when you're paying Jalen that much money, you got to have guys that you draft for $800,000 and you get, you know, $20 million worth of production for $4 million, right? Like, so I think they're very aware of that. He talked a lot about how Nick is very comfortable going outside of his bubble to hire coaches. And you know how many people he interviewed, and Brian Johnson was outside of Nick's bubble. I think Sean Desai was too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And he, I don't think it was like a shot right at Doug. But if you remember, the reason, part of the reason they fired Doug is because...
I think it was a shot right.
Yeah, he offered like the least inspiring head coaching staff you could think of.
It was just guys,
like Press Taylor, Matt Burke. Like, so I think that was, you know, and understandably, Jeffrey liked the way Nick went about this better. So I thought that was noteworthy.
Which jives with Jeffrey's interview style, too. I mean, every time he hires that coach, he interviews as many people as he can. Like, remember, it was at 13 voluminous notes and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that does align with, I think, what Lori's core principles are on interviewing and hiring and whatnot.
Yeah, so he gave, like, a lot of behind-the-scenes people credit. Didn't name them, but just talked about, you know, how much people worked to get them to the Super Bowl. I'm trying to think. I mean, again, it was the...
There wasn't that much.
Kind of shot at Doug, the Jalen stuff, development. So remember that NFLPA thing that they...
Yeah.
Like, the, he said he didn't read it. It's like, come on,
sure,
bro.
Buddy.
Yeah. Like, I just don't want to talk
about it.
Yeah. But outside of that, again, it's just kind of like the Eagles are in a great spot. The backbone of the team, like Jalen, Nick, Howie, Jeffrey... There's probably not a better backbone in the league besides maybe Kansas City.
Arguably, yeah. And, Kansas City, I think that's it.
Yeah, especially
if we're talking about all of them, I think that's the only other one you would put up.
Right, like Daniel Snyder is being forced to sell while Jeffrey's in the room talking
about. Well, yeah, like think of the other quarterbacks like Burrow, but it's like Cincinnati is one of the cheapest, historically, one of the cheapest organizations in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, like they're not, I mean, we all remember it was only like 2 or 3 years ago, that Zach Taylor press conference where he had the literal like science cart from like a school,
right.
Like as his thing, as his podium and stuff. Like they're a bad organization.
They're very bad organizations.
So I'm with you. I think it's a really good point. All right, let's get to the Jeffrey Simmons thing, and then we'll do final thoughts and all that.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And by the way, if you are watching the video, don't go anywhere.
We're going to keep going. We're going to
do another pod after this.
Yeah.
So the Parks Picks pods, if you're listening, they'll both be out.
Yes.
May as well get out. MLB season starts staying a lot. But so stay here. That's coming up.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Look at you.
After the break.
What a freaking pro.
I know. Such a radio guy.
We'll tease. All that good stuff. All right. The Jeffrey Simmons thing. Obviously, the Titans, seemingly, it looks like they're entering rebuilding mode, all that. Made it aware, releasing reporters
like
made aware.
Rumors, reports,
Jeffrey
whatever,
Simmons
yeah.
on the block.
Well, I think he unfollowed everybody on Tennessee.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
All the stuff we know.
Yeah.
This guy is... an elite defensive tackle, arguably, you know, one of the 2 or 3 best in the sport.
Right.
Obviously, I think he's 25 years old, if I'm not mistaken. I believe 1 year left on the deal. Obviously, he's looking for money, but he is also like an elite defensive lineman. Like, and you tweeted this, but it's like as soon as the name came out, it was like, this has Howie written all over it.
You could not invent a situation that screamed Howie.
It's unbelievable.
More than Jeffrey Simmons.
It's just like, oh my God. Like
foundation
of the need, the belief.
Foundational position. Position of need. Age. 1 year left on the deal. Yeah. Unhappy with the team. Somebody that would be a shocking move. Like this literally, it's like couldn't be more Howie.
It's almost too perfect. It's almost like because it's so perfect, there's no way it could happen.
So here's the question. Would you trade number 10 for him? Because I think we would both, without question, do number 30.
I don't think that's interesting. I assuming that Howie feels comfortable with the extension, and
I think you would definitely would if you were.
No, not. I think I would give him the money. I'm saying, can they afford it right now? Like, is this a player that they can bring into their plan?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because this is clearly a plan that they have, and the way they've navigated this, and the money they've spent, and Hurts, and the draft picks and the draft picks they've accumulated. It's all part of this plan.
Yep.
So if they can fit Jeffrey Simmons into this plan, yes, I would trade the 10 pick for Jeffrey Simmons. I think this is a generation, not generational, but like in the NFL, like one of the best players.
He's better than any defensive tackle they have by far.
By far. He's one of the best in the sport. Right. And you've got a window right now where you have a great team and a chance to win the Super Bowl for the next few years here.
Yeah.
This is a guy who could be here for a part of it, fit your biggest need on the team, which we've talked about. It fits from their organizational philosophy, all that type of stuff. Honestly, my bigger question is not would I trade 10, because I would. And again, it might not take 10. I don't know.
It might not, because you have to pay him for 30. Which is
exactly.
Part of it.
Here's my question: is after getting absolutely fleeced, and not just fleeced, but like publicly chided throughout the season for trading AJ Brown to the Eagles, will the Titans do it again?
Well,
that's my concern.
It's a new general manager,
which helps.
Which helps. Yeah,
they got like clowned now.
Yeah, I mean that would be a loser mentality.
I agree with you. You should not do it, but I just wonder.
But human nature is what it is.
They're humans. GMs are humans too, Elliot.
But I don't think anybody makes a better offer than number 10. No one in the top.
If they offer 10, they're getting it.
Yeah, no team higher than 10 is trading
that
player.
I don't know if they would offer 10.
I don't know if they would,
because they have to look at these guys and say, like, is there someone who, you know, obviously being Jeffrey Simmons would be a really high bar, but is there someone who can be a pro bowler for a cheap price for the next 5 years for us that might be more valuable to them?
Yeah, and look, if you get four, to your point, if the player you get at 10 gives you 4 years of Jeffrey Simmons, like, that's a win.
Even
like,
if they give you 4 years of 90% or 85% of Jeffrey Simmons, like, wow, that was a win.
Right, and so I'm offense all the way, like, point blank period. First of all, I like Jeffrey Simmons better than any player they can take at 10. I like him better than all the
Without
corners.
A doubt.
I think, you know, Bijan's awesome, but he's way more important than Bijan in a way. I would, you know, you have to pay him and that's part of it, but I would trade number 10.
I would do it. If that's what it took.
I would definitely trade number 30. Like, I don't know what else you would add in. Like, you know, a 30 and like a 2 next year. Like, I don't know, but
I mean, AJ Brown was what, a 1 and 4?
Three.
Jeffrey Simmons, similar value player.
More important.
No, yeah. I think Jeffrey Simmons will get more money.
I agree with that.
We just saw what Javon Hargrave got. He'll get that.
He's five years younger.
Yeah.
So,
which is massive. That's part of the reason I would trade him is because he's so young.
I mean, again, the downside is you have to pay him. Like, in an ideal world, you think the guy you're going to get at 10, because we just talked about this with what Jeffrey said, Jeffrey Lurie. Like,
not Jeffrey Simmons, yes.
You're going to have to draft and develop for cheap, and that is part of it, and especially number 10. But also, just you got to do what you got to do. And if you can get Jeffrey Simmons for number 10, you do it.
I think you do it. I'm right there with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.